This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 95% of Colorado's intensive care beds are full. The state saw its first two cases of the Omicron variant last week. On ABC News Sunday morning, Governor Polis urged Coloradans to stay calm and get vaccinated.
We want to see how well the vaccinations hold up. As far as the data that we have to date shows, the most effective way to prevent Omicron or any variant is simply to get vaccinated and then to get boosted 6 months later. And we're encouraging all Coloradans to do that.
Denver's Ball Arena will host COVID vaccine clinics through December. The state is working with Kroenke Sports and Entertainment to hold events that coincide with Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche games. Kroenke owns the Nuggets and the Avalanche and Ball Arena. Flavored tobacco products could be gone from store shelves in Denver if the city council approves a bill banning their sale. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The bill would outlaw the sale of things like flavored cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and vape liquids. However, people in the city would still be able to use flavored tobacco products. The final bill includes menthol and doesn't include hookah, premium cigars, and pipe tobacco. Proponents say the ban will limit the access kids have to these products and incentivize adults to stop smoking. Opponents say kids will still be able to get them, and the change could drive out about 20 local businesses that sell the products. The vote is Monday evening. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Economists at the University of Colorado predict more than 3.1 million people will be employed in the state next year. That would be a state record as Colorado comes back from the recession caused by the pandemic. But one important sector continues to struggle. CU Boulder senior economist Richard Wobbekin says leisure and hospitality won't bounce back until 2023.
There are obviously quite a number of headwinds. The COVID variants, including Omicron right now, and who knows what the next one's going to be.
Wobbekin also named inflation and worker shortages as other barriers for Colorado's hospitality industry. This is CPR News.